I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Hi, I'm Bill Gardner, your host of Rhapsody in Black, classic rhythm and blues from the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Join the fun. Get dogged around by Bill Gardner on Rhapsody in Black every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. right here on 90.7 FM, KPFK.
Divina claridad, la de tus ojos, de afanos como gotas de cristal, uvas que se humedecen con sollozos, sangre y sonrisa juntas al mirar, sangre y sonrisa juntas al mirar. ¿Por qué te hizo el destino pecadora? Si no sabes vencer el corazón, porque pretende odiarte quien te adora, porque vuelve a quererte quien te odió. Si cada noche tuya es una aurora, si cada nueva lágrima es el sol, ¿por qué te hizo el destino pecadora? Si no sabes vender el corazón.
It's a sin. the wonderful voice of Dan Guerrero. This is a very special day. I'm very excited. Started off with Pecadora, Lalo Guerrero. It is a tribute today for the next 2.5 hours. Good morning and welcome to your Monday edition of the Global Village. I'm your host, Maggie LaPique, and I'm so excited about today's show, because we'll be spending 2.5 hours paying tribute to singer, songwriter, satirist, and Presidential Medal of the Arts honoree Lalo Guerrero, known as the father of Chicano music and widely recognized now as an American musical icon. Our guests today are Lalo's sons, who you've already heard from, speaking, Dan and Mark Guerrero, and our esteemed world music guru, as I like to call him, Beto Arcos. Welcome, Beto, Mark, and Dan.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Buenos dias.
Hey, Maggie, thank you so much for having us.
And Beto, I'd like you to tell us a little, sort of introduce the show and your experience with the music, and of course your association with Dan and Mark.
I think that we should first say Lalo Guerrero really not only an American, a Mexican-American, but really a world figure in music, because he not only was respected and revered and followed in this country, in Mexico, but worldwide he's really recognized as really the genius of Mexican-American music, of Chicano music. I always like to say that before there was Los Lobos, before Santana, before all of these great, you know, Latin acts that we have today, there was Lalo Guerrero. Lalo Guerrero was there in the beginning, and we should mention, here's someone who started writing songs at a very early age. If I remember correctly, Canción Mexicana, one of his signature songs, he wrote, I think, when he was about 15 years old. I mean, talk about a genius, talk about a figure who manages not only to transcend the genres, styles, generations, but really uses the language of the worldwide, the universal language of music to create a sound, to create his own voice, and to make people aware of this community that's been here in this country for a long, long time. And really, I had a pleasure to interview Lalo when I was a host of this program a number of years ago. He was doing some promotion for his album at the time, Vamos a Bailar Otra Vez, and I had a pleasure to have him in studio for an hour. And I have to tell you, it was really, I was shaking, because, I mean, you know, when you're in the room with a figure like Lalo Guerrero, it takes a while to kind of overcome the stature, the immensity of the figure, of a figure like him. It was really an honor, and it's an interview that I treasure tremendously. In fact, when I offered you a few weeks ago to give you this tape for you to use some of the excerpts of the interview that I did, it was really really meant a lot to me, because I just, you know, I frankly I didn't even know he was still around. And I was, to my wonderful surprise, he was around and he was playing and he was singing. And it was just really an honor for me to be there. But I really think we should ask Mark and Dan to say something about, for them, as the sons of this giant.
Oh, he was a giant, all right. That's for sure. But I want to back up a little bit, because you were talking about how you felt when, oh, this is Dan, when Dad, you were in the room with Dad, and you just, you can't believe he's sitting there live and in person. We're doing a documentary on my dad. We got partial funding from Latino Public Broadcasting, and as a result, we've been, of course, videotaping various amigos, Los Lobos and Linda Ronstadt, Ry Cooder, Cheech, everyone for this docu, which will be on PBS. And David Hidalgo of Los Lobos told the story about that, I guess, one of the first times he met Dad. And he was over with him, and all the time David was sitting there, he just couldn't believe it was Lalo, and he kept looking. And he said, and you know, your dad had that big Cadillac at the time, and when he was going to leave, he had to back up, and he kept saying to me, now you stand there, David, and you tell me, you know, you direct me. And David said, and I was standing there, and I saw as he was pulling back, he was getting closer and closer to the wall, but I couldn't believe it was Lalo Guerrero. All of a sudden, tore the whole damn car, and Dad gets out of the car laughing and says to David, what happened? Laughing. But David said, I couldn't believe it was Lalo Guerrero right there in my yard. Oh, God, he was a piece of work, that guy. Dad, not David.
Incredible. And I want to remind everyone that this is a special edition of the Global Village. It's music from around the world and around the block. And it's KPFK, 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, and universally on the web at kpfk.org. And there's a lovely promo on the front page of the website, which I show Dan and Mark, a picture of Lalo. And joining me in studio today is Beto Arcos. I call him the world music guru. And Beto spoke of the interview that he did with Lalo Guerrero back in 1999. We've cut up that interview, and we will be hearing from your dad talking about his music and his life. But also want to introduce Mark Guerrero, who was a musician himself. And you're both very accomplished. Reading your bios, it's just pretty amazing. Somebody did a great job. Maybe it was your mom. I know your dad was traveling a lot, but your bios are pretty stellar in what you guys are doing in the business. So tell us, Mark, a little bit about yourself and your thoughts about your dad.
Okay, well, first I was going to say that Beto did such a great job on the intro. I was ready to go home. There was nothing left to say, so, but... well, I started playing music about when I was 12 years old. We went to Tijuana. I asked my dad to buy me a little guitar. It was like $8. And he tells a story in his book that by the time we got home, I was singing and playing La Bamba. But I was in a band from the age of 13, and I've been playing and ever since, and started writing songs at about 16. And my whole life has been about music as well.
And talk about the influence that your dad had on you.
Yeah, well, number one, it was just music was always around. It was just part of my life. It's in my DNA, and it was very natural. As I got older, sort of our musics came together more, because when I was very young, I was into American rock and roll and then the British invasion, the Beatles. I was a huge Beatle fan. And as I got older, my music became more Chicano, and then it started to fit really well with my dad's. And to this day, I do my music, and I put my dad's into my shows as well.
I think we should listen to some of this wonderful music that Lalo has given us. We have, I should say, quite a track list to play with, and if I understand it correctly, it's going until 12:30?
Actually, we Marcos McBeak-Viatoro, who has shelf life from 12 to 12:30, was kind enough to say that he was so excited about the tribute to Lalo that he said, go ahead and go until 12:30.
Gracias.
So, and he's listening at his home in his studio. So, thank you so much. And, of course, Shelf Life will return next week from 12 to 12:30. So, we do have a little extra time, but we do have a lot of music to get to. And really, I think that's what it's all about, the music of the late, great Lalo Guerrero, who just passed away a couple of months ago at the age of 88. And I personally have just discovered him in the last year. I mean, I've heard his name, but I've just started listening to his music, and how moving. He is a giant. He is a legend. All the different styles, and, of course, the humorous songs that we used in the promo, like No Chicanos on TV, and what a socially conscious person he was, and
very much so.
And how much he loved children, and learning about the squirrels, the
Avitas.
Yes, the show, and it's just wonderful, and it's an honor to be with you today.
Thank you. I was going to say that I'm always mentioning that I can't think of any musical artist that has done the diversity of stuff that he's done. I mean, you cannot think of one person, American artist, British artist, that's done every genre like that, including children's comedy, parodies, satire, political, every style. It's phenomenal. He wrote and recorded in all the styles.
Yeah, let's talk that he not only wrote the music and lyrics, but he was the vocalist. He had a fantastic voice.
World-class voice.
Yeah, you'll hear on some of these early rare recordings that we put together and with Beto. You know, the instrument. I mean, even just the instrument, he was a fabulous singer. And a lot of people don't realize that, because a lot of people became familiar with him when he was in his later years. And he's still, by the way, what was there was still warm and lush, and it was that, and that's what Dad was. You know, he was a world-class vocalist.
Yes. So we're going to try to, like, chronologize Ravine, and we're going to play a track off of that. So, Mark, what are we going to hear now?
I was going to say, the song you've already heard, Pecadora, was his first solo recording. This one goes back even further. This was before he was a solo artist on Imperial Records. He was in the Trio Imperial, because it was Imperial Records. Mm-hmm. And this was a Trio Imperial cut. And it was, I believe, his first Pachuco song he ever did, when he used the Pachuco slang, Caló. And this is called La Pachuquilla.
This was, what, 1949?
Probably earlier than that.
Pecadora was 49.
Caminando por la calle, caminando por la calle, una chica me encontré. Y al mirarla tan graciosa, y al mirarla tan hermosa, pa' pronto me enamoré. La seguí por un buen rato, la seguí por un buen rato, hasta que al fin me animé. Me animé a hablarle de amores y empecé a tirarle flores y volteó y me dijo así.
Nelly, si cortes ese vacil, sabe que por derecho vale más que se borre.
Porque le van a forjar. Porque el que las poderosas lo va a apañar muy al recre y lo puede filenear. Hasta entonces me di cuenta de su enagüita gustada, casi todo iba enseñando. Con sus calcetines altos y su cabello abultado, sus chancletas arrastrando. Yo le dije, señorita, quiero que usted me dispense, pero ¿cómo está ese sol? Le juro que no le entiendo ni qué idioma me está hablando, hábleme usted en español.
Él sabe que usted está muy verdolaga, pues le estoy hablando en chicas patas ese.
¿Cómo se agüita usted? Porque no se pone al alba, ya me está cayendo sura, se me hace que es puro square.
Chale, ese no se escame, póngase bute trucha, pues ese.
¿Cómo se agüita usted? Porque no se pone al alba, ya me está cayendo sura, se me hace que es puro escuer.
Valiente y noble de corazón, verde, blanco y colorado, son los colores preciosos, siempre gloriosos de mi nación. Yo tengo el alma guerrera, sé defender mi bandera, también mi tierra, verdad de Dios. Yo me peleo con cualquiera, yo sé morir donde quiera, ese es mi lema, siempre el valor. Historia sobre mi raza, glorioso Tenochtitlán, un fuego que fue sagrado, quedó guardado sobre un volcán. El águila y la serpiente, la guerra significó. La sangre de aquel valiente, que fue Cuauhtémoc, la heredo yo. Por eso soy mexicano, tengo ese orgullo por donde voy. Mi carne color de acero fue de un imperio de gran valor. Pirámides bajo el sol formaron todo el hechizo de aquella tierra de donde soy. Por eso tiembla la tierra sobre la punta de mi puñal. mirando el águila negra que fue a pararse sobre el nopal. Me dicen madrugador, me levanto de mañana a ver si puedo comerme una preciosa manzana. Y me han dicho por allí que es que es fruta prohibida, pero me la he de comer aunque me cueste la vida. Pero qué linda mi manzana, qué bonita manzanita, mira cosa buena, qué linda mi manzana. La manzana que yo quiero está en el cercado ajeno, pues qué culpa tengo yo que a mí me guste lo bueno. Si por morder la manzana ha de costarme la vida, aunque después me la quiten, se le pega su mordida. ¡Ay, qué linda manzanita! Yo me la he de comer. ¡Ay, sí, mi mamita! ¡Qué linda mi manzana! Después de un poco de tiempo que yo me desesperaba, por fin mordí la manzana que tanto me provocaba. Se me acabó la ilusión, se fue junto con el viento, pues lamentada manzana tenía un gusano por dentro. ¡Ay, mira, no sea mala! ¡Ay, mira, manzanita! ¡Ay, no, no me engañes! ¡Qué mala mi manzana!
Beautiful music from Lalo Guerrero. It's a tribute today on the Global Village. We heard Manzanita. And joining me in studio are Lalo's sons, Dan and Mark Guerrero, and the great Beto Arcos. And
how come we don't get the great Mark and Dan?
The great Mark and Dan.
All right. Too.
Everybody's great. This is a wonderful, heartfelt tribute, and it's going to continue until 12:30 right here on the Global Village. This music is just outstanding.
Manzanita, the last one there, which of course means little apple, manzana. that was called, before, everyone now calls that type of music salsa. But before it was called salsa, it was called tropical, which is when he recorded it. And of course, it's very Caribbean and all that. And Celia Cruz, who I adored and worked with many, many, many times. I'm a producer. And both television and live events. And I loved her as everyone did. And she loved my dad. And I gave her Mark. And my dad went in and salvaged some ancient songs off reel to reel and put on a tape, never released, just for us to keep. And I gave her one, all these tropical. And as Mark was saying earlier, the amazing thing, his diversity, not only in terms of the writing style, but that he could sing any style. And so I gave her the cassette, and then, I don't know, next time we work together, she comes up to me, she goes, pero Dan, pero mijo, parece cubano, parece cubano. She was like, she couldn't believe it. This was a Chicano, he sounded totally Cuban. He was amazing how he could capture any style.
He was a chameleon.
Oh, my God. He was, can we see a God on this station?
Of course. And Mark's going to tell us a little bit about...
Should I mention something about the previous songs?
Yes.
As I mentioned, that La Pachuquilla was his first song where he used slang, and I believe the first recording ever that had Galo on it. And then the other song, the next one was Tenochtitlan. That's a song that we discovered, got about 15 years ago when we found all these old tapes of his imperial things. And it was a gem that I think he'd even forgotten about. And And the last few years of his life, just about every time he played, mm-hmm. he would play that song, and he'd play it. He liked to play it next to Yo Soy Chicano, you know. Mm-hmm. So you'd be a Chicano pride song and a Mexican pride song. And the real title of this is Tenochtitlan, but the first line is Tengo un Orgullo Sagrado. He would call it Orgullo Sagrado. He'd go, let's do Orgullo Sagrado. I said, Dad, it's called Tenochtitlan.
Well,
it never stuck. It was always Orgullo Sagrado. The title changed. But he did that a lot in the last couple of years. And then Manzanita, my brother already told you about that.
And, you know, the Caló, which, of course, was the street slang of the Pachuco of that period. And as Mark says, we believe he was the first to introduce that to a larger audience, which was part of his social impact with all his music. Because years later, and I don't want to jump ahead, but what the hell, you know, when we're going to play some of the Corrido de Cesar Chavez and things like that, he was the first to give the message of the UFW through his music. And both Cesar and Dolores Huerta, who co-founded the UFW, of course, you know, they said many times that, you know, they couldn't believe that someone of that stature had noticed what they were doing up there in the early, early dark days, as Dolores says, of the UFW. And he brought that message out to a larger audience for the first time. And that's the amazing thing, too, about his music, I think.
You know, in the last three songs that we heard, we really touched just on the surface of the genres that he was able to command. A corrido, a ranchera, and an Afro-Cuban tune. I have to say that Lalo Guerrero not only had a great voice, but I think he was also, in my opinion, the fact that he had that tenor voice, that mm-hmm. really rich male, you know, prowess in him that let him sing with that passion, that emotion. It was really critical for a singer during the 40s, 50s, and 60s to have, especially 40s and 50s.
True.
Because in the Latin world, let's remember, there's Vicentico Valdez, there are some of the great singers, Pedro Vargas in Mexico,
mm-hmm, of course.
A number of singers that had to have that voice. If you had, as people maybe called it back then, that sort of female quality, you were not successful. Lalo Guerrero was successful, in fact, because he had that wonderful tenor voice that really made him popular and just irresistible. Mm-hmm. I mean, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So the genres that he touched he was able to command with his voice with such amazing clarity and just beauty mm-hmm. coming out of his lips. Just absolutely wonderful music.
I want to remind everyone that this is the Global Village, the Monday edition, and my name is Maggie LaPique. It's KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and for the rest of the world at kpfk.org. And I know a lot of people are listening online because we have promoted this special. This is a very special day, a tribute to the late, great Lalo Guerrero. And I'm honored to be in studio with Lalo's two sons, Dan and Mark Guerrero and Beto Arcos. And we're going to get back to some music now. Mark is, I wanted to say thank you to both of you, not for just coming, but the work that you put into this, because I just brought in one CD today, you guys, and that's the Chavez Ravine, which we'll hear from later. But you went to a lot of work, and you've put together this marvelous collection of your dad's music chronologically. And what's up next?
Okay, well, Los Chucos Suaves, this was a song he wrote and recorded probably 1949, 1950, and in 1977 it was picked up for the play Zoot Suit and got a whole new life.
And we should also mention that song is also recorded in the forthcoming Chavez Ravine by Ray Cooter in a new version, so to speak.
And a whole new life.
And
again,
a whole new life. And I must say, too, this is one of his signature most important songs as in his career, Chucos Suave.
Carnal, póngase abusado. Ya los tiempos han cambiado, usted está muy agüitao, y fiesta boogie atravesado. Antes se bailaba el swing, boogie woogie jitterbug, pero eso ya torció y esto es lo que sucedió. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón.
Esa buena jaina, pues, vamos a guarachar, pues, carnala. Nel, que swing, Nel, eso del swing ya chale, ve. Por derecho ya chale el swing, esa. Acá la buena rumba, ve. Sábado en la noche yo me voy a borlotear con mi linda pachucona, las caderas a menear. Ella le hace muy de aquella cuando empieza a guarachar, y al compás de los timbales yo me siento petatear. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Los chucos suaves bailan rumba, bailan la rumba y le zumba, bailan guaracha sabrosón, el botecito y el danzón. Hágale muy de aquella puerta.
Cuando andaba yo paseando por la calle, me encontré con un chainero que me dijo: ven, date shine conmigo y no te va a pesar, 10 centavos te va a costar. Y así se puso atrás y tras el bolerito de la mel. Nomás cogió su trapo y empezó a tocar un ritmo boogie woogie sin perder compás. La gente le hizo rueda y empezó a brincar, se toca un ritmo a todo tren. Y como truena con su trapo el bolerito de la mel. Cada vez que le unta grasa el trapo truena y truena pa. Da gusto oírlo hacerle así con su ja. Cuando termina con su eterno triquitra, me deja los zapatos como nuevos ya. Me voy contento ya con ganas de bailar con su ritmo piqueteador. Le pega el boogie boogie duro, el bolerito de la oírlo hacerle así con su jaberi, 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 ja. Cuando él termina con su eterno triquitra, me deja los zapatos como nuevos ya. Me voy contento ya con ganas de bailar con su ritmo piqueteador. Le pega el boogie boogie duro, el bolerito de la mel. El boleto.
grito de la men.
Torero muy famoso, torero muy valiente, torero muy garboso. Y como yo fui el único hijo, mi madre a mí me dijo que yo tenía que ser torero como él, pero no puede ser, y aunque le hago la lucha no he de ser torero. Mamá, yo ya no quiero ser torero, porque es muy peligroso y yo prefiero bailar con las muchachas, cha cha cha. Yo prefiero bailar cha 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 para gozar, torero. Me gritan cuando sale del chiquero, un toro bravo y sin saber que me desmayé. Me gritan, torero, olé. Con los toros, a todos yo los quiero, sean negros o sean moros. Los toros, al igual que las vaquitas, son para hacer carnitas y comerlas con café, por allá por la Merced, de manera que ya ve, mamá, por más que quiera no seré torero. La gente grita cuando salgo al ruedo, no saben que me muero yo de miedo. Cuando yo veo chico animalón, se me para la circulación y el corazón, torero. Mamá, yo ya no quiero ser torero, porque es muy peligroso y yo prefiero, mamá, prefiero bailar cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Ya no quiero ser torero, porque es muy peligroso y yo prefiero bailar con las muchachas, cha cha cha. Yo prefiero bailar cha 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 para gozar, torero. Me gritan cuando sale del chiquero, un toro bravo y sin saber que me desmayé. Me gritan, torero, olé.
And he was playing the castanets. Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
It's beautiful music. We're honoring today the late, great Lalo Guerrero. Can't categorize this man because of all the different styles of music that you're hearing. And this is the Monday edition of the Global Village on KBFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles. My name is Maggie LaPique. My in-studio guests are Beto Arcos and Dan just told him a few moments ago, settle down, Beto. And Beto's like, I've never heard this. This is a fantastic. So let's talk. And Dan and Mark Guerrero, Lalo's sons, are in studio with me. And so privileged to have them live in studio. And let's talk about the set of music we just heard.
Before I do that, I just wanted to say what you just said about he was hard to categorize. And it's really true. And in a way, it used to piss me off because sometimes I'd say, and Lalo Guerrero, the folk singer. And I'd say, he's not a folk singer. And then Lalo Guerrero, the comedy singer. Well, he's not. I mean, he was all those things. And the interesting thing is that there are many, many people that do know him for one thing. You know, there's a whole batch, a whole generation that grew up with Las Ardillitas, his version of the squirrels, rather of the chipmunks and squirrels. And I mean, he recorded them for 25 years. In fact, Mark wound up doing a lot of the albums with him.
I was a part-time squirrel at times.
But we did the Carney circuit. One desperate weekend, Dad was stuck. And Mark and my partner, Richard, and I got into those damn Ardilla costumes and did a Carney circuit weekend. Remember that, Mark?
Yes, I do.
But anyway, it's very hard. You can't categorize him. He's not just one thing.
I would say genius.
Ah, yeah, he would like that.
That's true.
Yes, Dan said earlier, too, that that Lalo would have liked all this attention.
Oh, yes. He would not want it to go quietly.
So tell us about the music, Mark.
Okay, now we already discussed Chuco Suaves. The one we played after that was El Bolerito de la Main, the Shoeshine Boy from Main Street. And that he took the song Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy and wrote his own Spanish lyric to it. And a nice little story. Did you hear that? It sounded like tap dancing.
Yes.
That was actually his drummer, Frank Quijada, playing on his thighs. And so he literally was hitting his thighs. And the story is that for some reason it took like 20 takes to get it right. So this poor guy was pounding on his legs 20 times in a row, and they were just raw. But he played with con gusto the whole time. He wanted to do it right. So he, at his own physical pain, got that performance.
And don't forget, this was the time when you didn't put together a three-minute record with 579 takes.
No overdubs and no overdubs. No,
you just did it straight through. And so you would have to do it fully every time.
No cheating like now.
Yeah, no kidding. And then the last tune we heard is Torero. And what an amazing little piece of just mastery of the music, the style. And I have to say, since I'd never heard this song before, I was just having a ball listening to this tune.
We saw you. I was scared.
Torero refers to the bullfighter. Now, let's remember that the style of music that Lalo's singing here and doing is Spanish, not necessarily a Mexican or Latin American. It's a Spanish from Spain style of music known as Paso Doble, which is the sort of music that's played at bullfights. And when people go to the bullfights and you hear all these trumpets, well, this not only turns, it's a very strong rendition of a Paso Doble, but then halfway through the song, since the song says about, I don't want to be a bullfighter, mama, I want to dance cha-cha-cha. What did, you hear this incredible transition from this very Spanish sound into a very Afro-Cuban sound, the cha-cha-cha.
That's my dad. That's him.
I think you're going to hear that. Do we not? You're going to hear that little bit, that going back and forth.
Right.
I'm going to back up a little bit, too. I'm very big on backing up here because we're all moving so quickly and wonderful things, so much to do. Is it possible to do a five-hour show?
I'm just asking.
I have a lunch date I could cancel. as Mark pointed out, the little shoeshine boy number, he did Spanish language lyrics to Chattanooga Choo-Choo. And part of that is because here was this guy who was an American. He was born and raised in Tucson, Arizona. But he was, this was at a time when you had this first generation of Mexican-born parents. So there in Tucson, where they lived in the Barrio Viejo, it was like being in Mexico. Everyone spoke Spanish. He grew up in a Spanish-speaking household. And then you go outside and you're in the U.S. So this was a man who did love Doña La Negra and Agustin Lara and all these great Mexican artists, and also liked, you know, Al Jolson and Rudy Valley, and loved those two things. And as he said, he loved swing and he loved jazz. And there's no way, as he would often say, that a dark-skinned Indian-looking guy was going to stand up in front of a swing band in the U.S. It just wasn't going to happen, which is why he then would do some lyrics in Spanish. And where else was he going to sing swing or jazz or any of the American genres? He wasn't going to be able to. So he brought that to Spanish language for the first time.
He did like black artists like Louis Jordan. Mm-hmm. This was particularly, I just want to mention, it was Chattanooga Shoeshine Boy, not Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, he did all that too.
I wonder if either one of you could talk about where Lalo used to play in Los Angeles, because he had a regular sort of gig, right, with a group called Lalo Guerrero y sus Cinco Lobos, wasn't
correct,
it?
Which was Frank Quijada, as Mark pointed out, and Pete Alcaraz, an incredible piano player.
What amazing.
Mark will pick up in a second, but I just want to say that he used to joke about it because for years he played at the Paramount Ballroom. He would play at different clubs around town, and not the joke, I don't know, whatever you call it, but whenever Lalo and his band came, that club would swing. I mean, there, that was the place. And then when Dad would stay there for years, 2-3 years, then he'd get tired and he'd go to another club, and that club would die the minute he left. So whereas bands, club owners wanted to hire him because they knew it meant business, they also knew that the minute he left, they may as well close their doors, which is why eventually he opened his own nightclub called Lalo's in East L.A. But what other clubs, Mark, you know?
Well, I was going to mention, when he first came to L.A., when he was with Imperial, he did a lot of gigs on Olvera Street with Trio Imperial. He was doing trio gigs. And then he had some Cinco Lobo gigs where he was with his little combo in L.A., all the clubs down there on Spring Street, Main Street,
La Bamba. Why don't we say the La Bamba Club, which is now a parking lot?
Yeah, exactly. So he did all that era. And then in the 50s, he had a different band. He had Lalo Guerrero y su Orquesta, and he had like a, you know, 7 or 8-piece group. And they played at the Paramount Ballroom, like you said, for years and years when we were kids, until he bought his own club, Lalo's, and then he had that for 10 years through the 60s.
Another place called El Hoyo, right?
That might have been that doesn't ring a bell, but it sounds funky.
Yeah, yeah.
And, the Hole. You know, I'm very big at The Hole.
I just saw this this film with Burt Lancaster, and it's called Crisscross. And in the film, the lead character, a female actress, was dancing, used to go to dance to this club where there was an Afro-Cuban band in Los Angeles. And I just imagine what it was like to be in Los Angeles in the 40s.
Oh, it was swinging.
It was happening.
He told us that when he was playing some of these clubs that, you know, Anthony Quinn would walk in, Garfield, you know, all these.
And Sheridan, all those stars of the period. Ry Cooder, when we taped him for that docu that I mentioned before, he said, oh, man, I would give anything to have been in one of those clubs when he was with those Cinco Lobos, because that is the swinginess. Right now, Ry Cooder knows musicians, and he knows music. And that's all he kept saying. He said, man, I'd give anything to really watch them swing in those little clubs, probably including the Oyo.
Yeah, right. Yvonne, that actress' name is Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yvonne
DiCarlo and Burt Lancaster in the film called Crisscross.
Oh, that's a great film. I've seen that.
Yeah, really amazing. You see, the sound of that film literally is the sound of an Afro-Cuban band that might as well have been Lalo and Isus Cinco Lobos. Mm-hmm. They're swinging and people are partying. And you see, interestingly, Mexican-Americans and Anglos dancing together. It was really something else.
Interestingly enough, speaking of Cinco Lobos, you know, I don't know if you know this, it's a real trivia thing that the arranger, my dad's arranger in Los Cinco Lobos, was, I think his name was David Lopez or something.
Oh, yeah.
He is Cesar Rosas's uncle from Los Lobos. Cinco Lobos.
Right.
Wow.
There's a connection there. Yeah. Maybe.
I want to remind everyone that this is The Global Village. It's music from around the world and around the block. It's a very special day. It's a tribute to the late, great Lalo Guerrero. And I'm honored to have in my presence Lalo's sons, Dan and Mark Guerrero, along with Beto Arcos. And he's also a guest and bringing his expertise of this beautiful music. And we've got a lot to play and a lot to share. And the time is chugging along. So we definitely want to get back to the music. And I want to thank both Dan and Mark so much for putting together the music. Like I said earlier, the only CD I brought in, which is unusual because I usually have a bag full of records, is the latest from Ry Cooder, which is called Chavez Ravine. So we're going to move forward. And let's talk a little bit about the years that these pieces were recorded. Because we're talking about Lalo's career spanning, you know, so over 7 decades.
Literally, because he started recording early
1939.
1939, and think about it. His final recording session was with Ry about 2 years ago, Mark.
Yeah,
he was like 86, where he wrote a brand new song, and did three cuts at 86. I mean, that is amazing.
That is really amazing.
Amazing.
And the CD, Beto and I both agree. It's like, you know, if you're gonna vote with 5 stars for the new Ry Cooder, we give it 5 stars. It is absolutely magnificent. I've been listening to it throughout the weekend, and I was listening to Beto and you guys, KCRW on Saturday, and Chris Duartis was playing for Mambo's Innuendo and was talking about how he's just so excited about the new Ry Cooder. He mentioned the title, Chavez Ravine, and how he couldn't wait to get his hands on it. And I was, you know, laughing and smiling, saying, I have my hands on it.
And you can't.
That's right. You don't get it. We got it first. So that's very exciting. I want to thank the Jennifer Daunt and the folks over at Nonesuch who are making it available so that in the end of this tribute today, in the 12 o'clock hour, we will be featuring music from Chavez Ravine. But let's talk about what's forthcoming music-wise and the years that were 1939 to the present is how we're moving forward with Lalo's music.
Yeah, the last one we just heard was probably mid-50s, Torero. And now we're getting into the 60s here. And this one is Corrido de Leno, and about the Cesar Chavez and the struggle he wrote this song.
The farm workers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. El Corrido de Leno and Lalo Guerrero.
Años del 65, 66 más o menos, se levantó nuestra gente en los campos de Leno, pidiendo mejores sueldos por trabajar el terreno. Estado de California, en el condado de Kent, se escucharon las palabras: ándale paisano, ven a ingresar al sindicato, nos irá mucho más bien, porque salimos en huelga, no es pa' que el mundo se asombre. Esto lo decía un joven, César Chávez es su nombre. Solo pedimos lo justo y la dignidad del hombre. Estado de California, en el Valle San Joaquín, llamó tanto la atención este famoso motín, que vinieron senadores a ver si le hallaban fin. Murphy, Kennedy vinieron a consultar nuestra gente. Escucharon las demandas y se fueron muy conscientes de que se trata de un pueblo trabajador y decente. Con el estandarte hermoso de nuestra guadalupana van marchando a Sacramento nuestra gente mexicana, a luchar por sus derechos. Dios bendito, a ver si gana.
Se les mira hasta la espalda. Tengo una novia que se llama Reinalda, también se pone ya a su minifalda. Y cuando pasa, compadre del alma, le juro que hasta la lengua se me escalda. Le canto así: Reinalda, Reinalda, para al levantar algún objeto se sientan como helicóptero al aterrizar. Como te quiero, mi linda Reinalda, tienes los ojos color de esmeralda, y cuando te pones tu minifalda, pues ¿quién te mira los ojos, Reinalda? Le canto así.
Of Lalo Guerrero, that's what it's all about today, and it is Monday, May 9th, 2005, and we're paying tribute to the late, great father of Chicano music, Lalo Guerrero, right here on the Global Village. It's music from around the world and around the block. KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, and streaming live across the world at kpfk.org. And joining me in studio are Lalo's sons, Dan and Mark Guerrero, and Beto Arcos, a world music aficionado. And it's just a privilege to have all of you here live in studio. Mark Torres, who just popped in from the Pacifica Radio Archives, is just loving it.
He's a good guy.
And he's also host of Travel Tips for Aztlan, heard Saturday nights from 10 to midnight, and a wonderful music programmer, and he was just smiling from ear to ear. So what we're going to do is we're going to back announce the music that we just heard. We're doing sets of threes, so we can give all you the folks out there information about the music, and if it's available, where they can go to get this. And then we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back playing more music until, and make a note, we'll be on a little bit later today, thanks to Marcus Vietoro. He said he wants you to play lots of music and take 12 to 12:30, and he'll be back next week with Shelf Life. So, Mark and Dan, what tell us about this set.
Yeah, the first one was Corrido de Lano. You know, he did a lot of stuff on top of everything else of social importance. Corrido de Rubén Salazar. He did a lot of songs about the braceros, and that was a whole other part of him. How about you have something to add to that?
Yeah, a corrido, first of all, in case there may, some people may not know, corrido is a story. You know, it's a song that tells a story. It could be about a famous incident. It could be the corrido of some battle, you know, or about a person. So there, it's a great art form, you know, where it really tells a story. So he was telling the story of Cesar Chavez and the start of the farm workers. And he did many corridos.
Yes. He did one for, he did homenaje to Roberto Kennedy, too, when he passed away. Mm-hmm. It was incredible. The next one was La Minifalda Reinalda, and I happened to have played on that session when I was 15 years old. This was about 1965.
Oh, now they all know how old you are.
I had a band called Mark and the Escorts. It was very popular in the East L.A. circuit, and we made a couple of recordings for GNP Crescendo Records. But so my dad used to use this on sessions when we were just kids.
Because you worked cheap.
We worked cheap. I don't even remember getting paid, but I'm sure we did. But what was interesting, though, and it shows me my dad's creativity, was we brought our little band in, drums, bass, guitar. And there might have been a fourth, another guitar, two guitars. And there was a Norteño band in the studio with the Los Hermanos Arellano, really great accordion players. And so there was two actual bands, two drum setups, two bands set up in the studio. And there was no trickery, editing, overdubs. It was like they played, you know, and then boom, it stopped, and I'd do a lick, and then my rock band would come in, and Reinalda, Reinalda. And then back to the Norteño, and then back. We just did it all together, and it worked out great. That was it.
Wow, what an amazing session.
The thing is, with like Minifalda and the one that followed that, El Tartamudo, which basically is about a person who stutters. It's a comedy number. No, you know, he didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's a very funny song. And he always said that he just wrote about what he saw all the time. So when the miniskirt came out, which is La Minifalda de Reinalda, that's what it means, Reinalda's miniskirt. Miniskirt came in, he had to do a song about it. You know, and here's about this girl who, she doesn't care about the Mexican music anymore because she just wants to go off and do, you know, the frug or whatever those were. Same thing, Tartamudo, he had a friend who stuttered, you know, so he, like most great artists, they pluck from what they see, you know, and he loved doing that darn Tartamudo in recent years as well.
That's all he
always
to
wanted to do that darn song.
But I was going to say, what was the last point you made?
I have no idea. I've moved on in my brain. I bet the one you jump in and
say that he was very topical.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons his career lasted so long, is he always not only stayed up with what was going on, but with the musical styles. And he never got old. He was always hip to the end, you know. It's hip to the end.
It's true.
I was just always amazed in listening to his songs at how amazing he was able to write songs in Spanish and keep that language strong and very vibrant in his writing. And even to the day 2 years ago when Rai Cooter asked him to write a song for the project Chavez Ravine, you'll hear that in about an hour and a half or so, you'll hear that song Corrido de Boxeo, and you'll hear how clever and lucid he was to write a song that had to do with a story that was real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was an amazing thing, and he didn't. It's not that he kept it a big fat secret, but what the hell? He's not here. We can say he did not read or write music. He did not read or write music. He would make up a melody on his guitar and write out the lyrics, and he'd take it to, I guess, his arranger, huh, Mark, who would again write it out. He did not read or write music.
Yeah, he would just, you know, like a lot of rock and rollers do, like I do. You just write the melody, you sing it, you write the chords, and you have a song, and then you may either do a head arrangement or you have an orchestrator write it out for
musicians. Wow. Yeah. That is really amazing that he didn't read or write music. And there's a lot of great jazz musicians that didn't read or write either.
Correct.
Just, you know, geniuses. Mm-hmm. Charlie Parker, who a couple months ago I did a special. It would have been, he died in 1955, March of 55. So I did a 50-year, Bird Lives. Now it's Lalo Lives today. But Bird, all the music he wrote, same thing. Mm-hmm. People transcribed, they were like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Irving Berlin, you know, just played in one key. Mm-hmm. The Beatles didn't read or write music either.
So we're talking about legendary, the father of Chicano music, Lalo Guerrero, right here on the Global Village. And this is KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles. It is a privilege to be here with the three of you, driving all the way from Palm Springs. Thank you so much, Mark. I know it's a long truck. And also Dan came in.
I had to go through traffic from West Hollywood. I'm exhausted.
I know. You were so like
trying to get
so tired when he got here. And then there's no coffee, no.
I know. I said, you know, in television you go, they have little fruit, a little croissant, a little coffee. You get here, you're not even water. It's like you're a barbarians out
all
here.
Right, I'm going to walk over across the street and get you some donuts.
That's right. Yeah, Krispy Kreme.
That sounds great. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break for the station, and then we'll come back, and it's going to be more Lalo until 12:30. So please stay with us. If you have any questions or comments or thoughts about Lalo, we'd love to hear from you. We'll get Jerry to take the calls, 818-985-5735. And at the end of the program, somewhere around 12:15, when we're wrapping up the last 15 minutes, we do have some CDs of Lalo's to offer our wonderful listening audience. It's called Memories, and it's a beautiful collection of his music. It's music from around the world and around the block. It continues right here on KPFK.
Can your life be the next miracle?
Right here on KPFK.
Can your life be the next miracle?
Right here on KPFK.
Can your life be the next miracle?
Right here on KPFK.